The Chattanooga Symphony and Opera had to cancel the rest of its season because of the coronavirus pandemic, but it has been busy ever since, from programming online and securing some help for its musicians to fundraising and the path ahead. Samantha Teeter is the CSO's executive director.
Samantha, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us how this situation affected CSO.
It's been over 2 months now. I probably won't forget the date. March 13th was the day that we found out Chet State was closing, Tivoli was closing, and that we really had to start canceling several concerts in our season, and ultimately ended up canceling the entire season through May. It was difficult. We had to pivot very quickly. Luckily, I'd already had conversations with my staff about what would have to happen if we started canceling concerts. So when it did happen, we were able to react to that pretty quickly. So it's been obviously a challenging few months. Our staff is working from home remotely. One of the, I'd say, positive things, as best as we can, that came out of that is we did get the Payroll Protection Program loan through our bank. And so we've actually been able to continue to pay our musicians for canceled services. Not all of it, but we've been able to pay a good portion of what musicians had lost for those canceled services. So that's kind of a quick overview of the last 2 months organization-wise.
You have no performances at the moment. Venues are shut down, but you are still looking ahead. You are still in operation.
Yeah, pretty much what we had to do is musicians were sidelined pretty quickly. All of their employment from other organizations, other arts, other gigs, everything just stopped for them. So obviously they want to continue making music. I mean, that's what they do. That's their livelihood. So we've been able to create some online content, which I know a lot of arts organizations are focusing on. We had several of our musicians who were able to put together some educational videos that we could share with Hamilton County Schools, just talking about their instrument or talking about how they started in their music career and also performing, you know, a short piece for them. Our wind quintet recently got together and recorded a short movement from a Nielsen concerto, and other musicians have done some videos like a day in the life within the last few weeks. Some of our musicians have taken over our social media accounts and sharing what it's like to be a musician at home right now and practicing with cats and how to make reeds for their instruments. So we've been able to turn a lot of online content to be able to, you know, give out to people who are really craving music and craving any type of content right now while they're all sheltering at home.
Moving forward with however and whenever concerts return and venues reopen, what are some of the conversations that you and your colleagues, including the musicians, are having now?
It's still really early to be able to know what's going to happen in the fall, you know, in the spring. A lot of the news coming out is that, you know, we may not be able to gather in large groups for a long time until there's a vaccine. So conversations that we're having now internally, both with our board of directors and staff and conductors and musicians, are just trying to come up with different scenarios on how we still may be able to make music, but to include social distancing, to include some more precautions, having smaller venues, smaller audiences. It's definitely not going to be a normal season, I think, for any arts organization, especially one like the Symphony. Trying to think about putting 80 musicians on stage is just a scary thought, you know, at this moment, really, until there's a vaccine. So we think there's a lot of kind of new things we can try next year. Just like I said, some smaller ensembles, some different types of music, some different types of experiences. Some of it may be online, but we're really hoping that we can do some live music. I mean, that's really what our patrons want, is they want to sit in a venue and hear it. So yeah, like I said, too early to really finalize decisions, but we're definitely looking at a lot of options.
What are you hearing from members? What are you hearing from people out in the community who might be wondering what you're doing or are following what you're doing online?
So we actually did a survey recently with our patrons. honestly asking them what their comfort levels are going to be. Like I said, returning to normal within the next year probably won't happen because, you know, even a lot of patrons are going to be hesitant to come back without social distancing, without masks, without a vaccine. We're definitely involving our patrons in our decision-making process because really it's going to depend on what they want and what they feel comfortable with. We're also in contact, you know, weekly with other nonprofit organizations, other arts organizations. I personally have been talking to the executive directors of the Memphis Symphony and the Knoxville Symphony. And it's been really good just to hear what my peers are doing. And really, it's the same conversation, just looking at reworking our product to be able to fit kind of this reality for the next season. And then hoping we can move forward after that, like we always do.
And in the meantime, where can people go online to keep up to date and to check out that content?
Our website, ChattanoogaSymphony.org. We actually do have a page that's dedicated to COVID as far as just giving some explanations on where we're at. We also have a lot of our online content that we've shared on social media on our website as well. So ChattanoogaSymphony.org is where people can follow along and check out what we're doing right now.
All right. Samantha, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.